Welcome to Beach Grassroots, a monthly podcast highlighting nonprofits of the North Oregon and South Washington coastal region. This production is a collaboration with the Astoria Co-op's Change for Community program. You can learn more about Change for Community and the organizations it supports at astoria.coop. This month, we'll be speaking with Clatsop Community Action, a local nonprofit agency specializing in food, housing, energy assistance, and veteran services. The CCA Regional Food Bank seeks to eliminate hunger in Clatsop County by providing emergency food to families and individuals suffering from hunger or hunger insecurity.
My name is Dustin Martin. I'm the Chief Operations Officer at the CCA Regional Food Bank serving Clatsop County.
And I'm Viviana Matthews, the Executive Director at Clatsop Community Action. Clatsop Community Action, CCA's mission is to help people with housing, food, and other basic needs. And we also help all our veterans in our county with multiple services. We are the social services of Clatsop County, and we're here to help whoever needs it and qualifies for our services.
So the Regional Food Bank's mission is really to help folks who are struggling with food insecurity to help meet their food needs. We do that a couple different ways. We do that directly and indirectly. Directly is serving people in need directly, in essence, and the indirect part of our business is helping the over 22 partner agencies that we have here in Clatsop County.
So I would like to talk about, you know, one specific family that it comes to mind, that they came recently lost their job. Mom with a single mom with kiddos, she lost employment and she didn't know where to turn because she didn't have family here in the area. So she came into our office and asked for rental assistance because she needed to pay her rent. And it happened to be that she is a veteran. When she came into our office, our main office in Astoria, she did not know where to turn, and the case managers helped her connect with services. And one of the connections that they did was the produce pantry that the CCA Regional Food Bank offers to our community.
I wanted to talk a little bit more about our direct and indirect service. We'll start with indirect. And indirect is the regional food bank supplying food to other 501c3 agencies. There's 22 of those in Clatsop County that we supply with food resources, and they range from food pantries, backpack programs where children can get a backpack on the weekend when school's in session, shelters, whether that's a DV shelter or a homeless shelter, senior centers, and also hot meal sites where somebody could just go in off the street and get a hot meal. So that's really our indirect service. We supply those agencies and those folks with food. And then our direct service is actual food bank staff and resources and volunteers taking food directly to those folks in need. We do that out of our Warrenton Distribution Center, kind of our headquarters. And Viviana talked a little bit about our produce pantry, and I think that is really kind of our crown jewel of direct service, to be honest with you. We started that program in 2013. That program is just what it sounds like, fresh produce. We take fresh produce from the regional food bank, we load that into trucks, and we provide that food in a mobile setting. We go to Seaside, we go to Astoria, and then we also do it from our building in Warrenton every week. Seaside and Astoria are during the summer months, May through September, but we do offer the service year-round in Warrenton. It's open to the entire county, where people can come in every week and hopefully get their fresh produce needs met for that week. So we really want to try to get healthier food out to really the most vulnerable people in our community. Many of the people we see, about half of them are seniors. And then we throw kids and families in there. That's really the majority of the people we see are kids and working families. Viviana talked a little bit about a mom earlier about, you know, running into a jam and she needed help. And being able to get healthy food to your kids free of charge And, you know, that mom can then spend her time not worrying about where the food's coming from, but can worry about finding that next job or whatever sort of thing she's got going on in her life. Hopefully we can take a little stress off her there and make sure people are fed.
Are there other examples that you wanted to share too?
There's so many different examples. We help about 35% of the population in Clatsop County with all our services. That counts housing programs, energy assistance program, some health-related programs too, the regional food bank, veteran services, and also the information and referrals. So we have so many different stories, so many different lives that we are able to help for people to, you know, just get back on their feet and connect them to services that they might need, you know, such as the veteran service officer who helps veterans, no matter of their income, to connect to their benefits that they are entitled to. So there are so many different stories. You know, we have, as Dustin mentioned, the produce pantry. To us, that is one of the programs that we're so proud of because we bring so many healthy food to our community and year round. So the as Dustin called it, the show goes on the street to Astoria, Warrington, and Seaside during the summer months. But during the winter time, we offer the produce pantry at the regional food bank. So once a week, people can still obtain fresh produce for their homes and families. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we are very good about finding resources so for community members who need it when they come into our office. So if somebody comes to our office and they're looking for housing assistance, not only we try to help them with housing solutions, but we also connect them to other services within our community and outside our community. So we have many, many challenges. However, we also have many success stories.
I always like talking about a few numbers because to me that really speaks to the scope of what we do and what the need is. So I'm going to throw out a few statistics that I kind of feel are kind of a high elevation, but really somebody who's not familiar with the food bank, you know, we have volunteers that come in every week and they see the truckloads of food. They see that physically. They help pass it out so they feel it in their aching back. But for somebody listening or somebody who really is new to a food bank, what does the need even look like in Clatsop County? So out of our building in Warrington, which we supply the county with emergency food assistance, it's about 1.5 million pounds per year is what we distribute. Interesting, and I'm going to kind of throw a little bit of a tearjerker here. Last fiscal year, it was almost 13,000 backpacks went out to children in Clatsop County. We had 120,000 meals served at senior centers and shelters in Clatsop County. Our produce pantry, which we talk quite a bit about, we had almost 40,000 people come to our produce pantry distributions in search of food. And a little over 50,000 people visited all of our food pantries in Clatsop County. So it's lots of people. And it's daunting at times, but one of the things that I really try to think about when I'm feeling like, oh my gosh, this is a daunting task, we're never going to be able to accomplish this, I look at the amount of volunteers that are helping not only at the regional food bank, but all of our partner agencies. It's about 4,000 actual people, and they have committed almost 34,000 hours a year to the food banking network. That's us and our partner agency. So there is support there for people, and people recognize that need. But I'll give you a couple scary statistics. These were a little scary, I mean, hearing about all these people and kids. But one of the things I always like to let people know is about 80% of our food comes from outside of Clatsop County. So that is a lot of coordinating. That is a lot of hoping and praying that outside of Clatsop County, there's going to be enough food for us to bring in and help our people. That's some logistical things we have to work out, but we've been doing this for a long time, and we have some great partners in the metro area, Oregon Food Bank. So I think with their help, we can certainly continue to do what we do and do it the best we can in the most safe manner. That always worries me a little bit. And one of the things that worries me is when I look at pre-COVID, I like to compare last fiscal year, 24-25, with the fiscal year 2019 and 2020. And the reason I like to do that is in fiscal year 2019-2020, by the metrics we use to measure the economy, unemployment rates, stock market, those types of things, 2019-2020 was a pretty good year. It was low unemployment. When we compare that to this year, which is still fairly low unemployment, we're inching up a little bit, but we're distributing pretty much the exact amount of food to 30% more people last fiscal year. So we are giving more people less food, and that's a little scary.
And what is scary that you always mention is the faces are changing, right? We used to serve a lot more seniors, and now...
Absolutely. We're still serving a lot of seniors who are on fixed incomes. So whether it's inflation or just simply elevated prices, where maybe inflation isn't ticking up as fast as it was during the pandemic, but we're still seeing elevated prices. And if you're on a fixed income, that's an issue. We're also starting to see a lot more working families. People who are working, they have kids at home, they can't afford the rent. They can't afford to buy a house. The prices at the grocery store, their automobile insurance, everything is elevated. And those folks are turning to us for the first time. And that's what we're here for. So we're happy to help. We want these people coming here. We want our seniors fed. We want our kids nourished. We want our workers fed so they can go to work and keep the economy going and keep money coming in for their families. So food is an important thing. But with 80% of that food coming from outside of Clatsop County, we need more local support. And that local support is, you know, somebody just asked me recently, what does a food bank need? You need food, you need funds, and you need volunteers. You need manpower, money, and food. Those are really the three things we need. And that has never changed. But when we're seeing a record amount of people, we just need more funding, and we need more food, and we need more help.
You've tuned in to KMUN. This is Beach Grassroots, a monthly program highlighting nonprofits of the North Oregon and South Washington coastal region. Today, we're hearing from Viviana Matthews and Dustin Martin from Clatsop Community Action Regional Food Bank.
So CCA is a nonprofit, a private nonprofit. And then we receive fundings through mainly grant writing from federal, state, local funding, and different grantors, and also donations.
Funding comes from a variety of sources. Like Viviana mentioned, we see some municipal government funding. We see some state and federal funding. We see lots of donations from just people or businesses that just want to help out. They just want to help their community. So that our funding comes from a variety of sources. Most of it is not government funding. As far as food goes, we get food through the food banking industry. We're one of 20 regional food banks in the state of Oregon that work in tandem with Oregon Food Bank on collecting resources at a statewide level, and also going in and reaching out to farmers, whether that is in Oregon or Washington or California, and getting fresh produce, you know, by the truckloads sent up to the metro area and then broken out to, you know, rural areas like Clatsop County. So food comes from purchasing. We buy some food. We receive some food from the federal government. We receive food through the, like I just mentioned, through the food banking industry. And there's food drives. There is, you know, there might be a Girl Scout troop that does a food drive for the food bank. There's lots of those things that go on throughout the year. And just citizens from our county, too, that stop by the food bank and they have a donation. They stop by Costco to go grocery shopping and they grab an extra bag or two. So they will drop that off. We have a totally awesome local group. We call them the Yellow Baggers. They're kind of based out of the Mill Pond neighborhood in Astoria. And every month they do a neighborhood food drive. And we call them the Yellow Baggers because they do it in reusable yellow bags. So they visit the food bank once a month and bring in hundreds and hundreds of pounds a month just in their little neighborhood. So it's really this broad and kind of diverse way we get funding and actual donations of food or cash. Our volunteers come from all walks of life. We have students, kids, that do a school project and they come in and they help out. We have lots of senior citizens who are retired who just want the social aspect of it, and they want to help people out, and they want to help their communities. So it's really an interesting kind of world to kind of be working in, and you meet a lot of interesting people from all walks of life that all get together for a mission. Let's help feed some people. Mm-hmm. So I think that's one of the coolest things about food banking is, you know, staff, clients, donors, volunteers, they're from all walks of life. They're from every political affiliation. They're from different religions. And none of that matters. What matters is we have a mission and let's get people some food and we all work together. And I sometimes think, wow, if, you know, they could do that in Washington, D.C. or Salem or whatever other capital there is, wouldn't that be something? We get a lot done. You know?
That's for sure. And we also have, just as, you know, Dustin mentioned, we have many different ways of helping, but however, the number two ways of helping will be, first of all, if you're struggling to get food or you know somebody who's struggling, please visit your local food pantry. That's one way. And the other way, it's always donations. If you're able to donate a dollar to whatever amount that is, please visit ccaservices.org. And we have a direct donation button right on our website to the Regional Food Bank.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and if people are interested in donating or volunteering or just going, hey, I gotta see this place. I gotta meet this crazy guy on the radio that's talking about all these things. I mean, 503-861-FOOD. Just give us a call. If you want a tour, you want to come check the place out, you want to talk to another volunteer to see if it's a thing for you, great, give us a call. I'm happy to let you test drive a volunteer shift, see if it's for you. Like I said, a tour of the food bank. I mean, I've had tours where I've done a neighborhood where people in a neighborhood of like-minded people, they want to help out at a food bank, and they wanted a tour and wanted to learn more about it and gave them a tour, and now they come in once a month and they build hundreds of donation boxes for people. So sometimes it's just the simple things of people picking up a phone and calling somebody and saying, how do I help? And just having that conversation and, you know, putting that conversation and that desire into action.
We can go back to personal connection and how you got to this point and why you do this.
I've been doing social services in Clatsop County since 2001, actually, right after 9/11. Anyway, I met my husband in LA, and then we moved back home for him, and he's from this area. So that if for me, it felt like social services was always calling my name, but I wasn't sure that what that was until I moved here and I found Head Start. And I fell in love with Head Start. I worked for Head Start for 10 years. And then 15 years ago, I transferred to Clatsop Community Action. And one of the reasons that I love what I do, it's I want to pass that on to my next generation, my kids, my grandkids, if I ever have one. Just to make sure that they know and realize that we're here to help other human beings, and because sometimes we need help too. So it's like pay it forward, and also, you know, be here for our community to make our community better. It sounds so cliche, but honestly, that it's the honest of my story is that I want to make sure that my kids learn how to help others, and so on. So yeah, and as I say though, sometimes we need help too. So thank you.
So how did Dustin Martin get mixed up with food banking? So I think we always have to talk a little bit about our background, maybe. My father was a grocer, is what he did for his career, most of his career. And he owned part of a couple different supermarket chains in the Midwest. And so I kind of grew up in that industry and kind of cut my teeth in the supermarket industry, and ended up working in the supermarket industry for a couple different companies. And before I came to work as a food banker, I worked for a privately held chain of supermarkets in the Midwest, and I was a procurement manager. So I worked in a, you know, started like a lot of people, was a bag boy, became a store manager. Then they moved me to a corporate office and had me buying things. So I was buying food, perishable, non-perishable, non-food, lawn furniture. I was buying all sorts of things for this supermarket chain. And then I got kind of mixed up in the food banking world and moved out to Oregon. And, you know, I guess I've always been in the food industry, but I was always selling food. I was always making a profit off of food. And that's not a bad thing. That's just how business works. And so it was really interesting to me because I had never heard of a food bank before. But I was told, hey, they need food people. They need people who know something about groceries, who know something about transporting food, about handling food. So, you know, that's something I was good at. I had done it as a career, and now instead of doing it and selling it, you know, we're getting it to people who are in need, and you're bettering your community. And you know, I remember having to thank people all the time for coming in to the grocery store I managed, and you know, thank you for shopping with us. And now it's kind of interesting because people come to us, and that same little grandma that I used to have to thank is now thanking me for doing what we're doing, and thanking our volunteers and our staff for doing this. So I almost feel like I've kind of come full circle in the food industry, and I think this is a little better place. I think helping people and being able to, Viviana talked about kind of that human connection and helping out other human beings. Sometimes that's missing in a person's life or a person's career, and I would say that was, I didn't even know it was missing, but that was kind of missing in my supermarket career. But you don't always realize that till you're doing something different, and you're like, wow, I like this a little bit better. So I definitely am happy to be able to bring some of that food expertise. Maybe if I am an expert, I don't know, but maybe we'll just call it that for the sake of radio. But it is nice to be able to actually go home at the end of the day and go, you know, we helped a lot of people. We helped hundreds of people today. And that means something, you know, and that is a fulfilling thing.
Thank you both for sharing that. We can get into other information that you want people to know about CCA and how to get connected.
Great. So CCA's website is ccaservices.org for people to go and learn what we do, and also able to donate or able to find other resources either for themselves or somebody else who might need them. And our office we are in different parts of Clatsop County. We are spread out through Clatsop County. So we have some offices in Astoria. We have the regional food bank located in Warrington. And we also have an office at the Providence Seaside Hospital. And our Astoria number, I call it the admin number, it's 503-325-1400. And the regional food bank address and phone number is?
Yeah, the regional food bank. We're in Warrenton, right next to the animal shelter. Everybody seems to know where the animal shelter is. So we're right next to the animal shelter, about 30 seconds from Costco. Our address is actually 2010 Southeast Chokeberry Avenue in Warrenton. Phone number is 503-861-FOOD. And like Viviana talked about the website a little bit, website's a great service for people. If they go to that, they can click on food services. They can find out where not only the regional food bank is, but where are our distributions, where are all of our partner agencies located. So we can really get people pointed in the right direction. They can also look at veteran services on there. They can look at housing mm-hmm. services. So it is really a nice tool if somebody is able to you know, go to the internet and do that. It's a great tool to answer a lot of questions, probably point them in the right direction, gives them all of our phone numbers and stuff on there. So it's a great tool. I encourage people to go to it, but if you're not internet savvy, just pick up the phone and call, and we'll be happy to talk with you and get you pointed in the right direction, and get you the help you need. Yeah, so the Astoria Co-op has been, you know, I've been around for about 15 years at the regional food bank. So I can remember when the Astoria Co-op was in the tiny little place. So it's kind of cool to see you guys grow because you've always been great supporters of the food bank. We are in the co-op 3 days a week doing a kind of a supermarket recovery route. So we appreciate the support there. And it sounds like in October, you'll be doing a fundraiser for the food bank at the Astoria Co-op. If folks are at the Astoria Co-op and they feel like, you know, rounding up or dropping a little bit of change at the register for the regional food bank, we'll certainly put it to good use. And all of that money stays right here in Clatsop County if it comes to the regional food bank and helps our people here. Mm-hmm.
That's correct. About over 40% of the people we help with the Oregon with the food bank are Astoria residents. Mm-hmm. So that's good to keep in mind. You know, it takes a lot of us to be able to do what we do at CCA. We are about 45 employees, and five at the regional food bank. And if it wasn't for every single one of them, we wouldn't be able to do what we do for our community. So I want to give a big shout out to the people that we work with, our coworkers.
Yeah, we have a great staff at the regional food bank and at CCA. That they're dedicated people, showing up for work, just trying to help people out, and the volunteers. With all the volunteers we have, things just wouldn't get done without the volunteers and without the staff and without the donors, without everybody. So it's, we need them all.
Absolutely. So thank you.
Thanks for listening to Beach Grassroots, a monthly podcast highlighting nonprofits of the North Oregon and South Washington coastal region. You can find out more about Clatsop Community Action at ccaservices.org. Beach Grassroots is produced at the studios of KMUN in Astoria, Oregon, by me, Emily Horde. This production is a collaboration with the Astoria Co-op's Change for Community program. You can find out more about Change for Community and the organizations it supports at astoria.coop. Beach Grassroots airs the second Thursday of every month on KMUN and can be found wherever you find podcasts. Find out how to listen to KMUN in your area at kmun.org.